From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting Islamist militants launched deadly attacks in Sinai. At least 15 Egyptian military outposts near Sheikh Zuwait and Rafah in Sinai were attacked by Islamist militants Wednesday. There are conflicting reports of casualties. The military says 17 officers and soldiers were killed, along with 100 militants. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for what's being called an unprecedented attack for its size and sophistication. It prompted this reaction from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
We see ISIS at the gates, across the border in the Golan, across the border in Egypt. We must stand up to all the forces of militant Islam.
Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has vowed to crack down hard on Islamist militants after a roadside bomb in Cairo killed the government's top prosecutor. President Obama Wednesday took another step toward normalizing relations with Cuba, announcing both countries will reopen embassies in their respective capitals.
With this change, we will be able to substantially increase our contacts with the Cuban people. We'll have more personnel at our embassy, and our diplomats will have the ability to engage more broadly across the island. That will include the Cuban government, civil society, and ordinary Cubans who are reaching for a better life. On issues of common interest, like counterterrorism, disaster response, and development, we will find new ways to cooperate with Cuba. And I've been clear that we will also continue to have some very serious differences.
Among those, Cuba's human rights record. In May, Washington took Havana off its list of state sponsors of terrorism, a step that was seen as crucial to move forward on the decision to restore relations first announced last December. This is VOA News. The United Nations has declared its highest-level humanitarian emergency for Yemen, where it says more than 80% of the population is in desperate need of aid. UN officials Wednesday said 13 million Yemenis barely have enough food. More than 9 million have little or no access to clean water. In Liberia, where a teenager died Sunday of Ebola, the government has confirmed a second case of the deadly virus, which came 7 weeks after the West African country was declared Ebola-free. Liberia suffered 4,800 Ebola fatalities since early last year. The village of Nedawane, southeast of Monrovia, has been placed under a 21-day quarantine. William Cooper is a local lawmaker.
I think our people know we just have to come back to what we were doing before. Because we were doing hand washing, we're very careful, no handshaking. And now I think we really have to be careful than ever before.
Authorities have identified at least 100 other people who came into contact with the 17-year-old who was misdiagnosed early on with malaria. The UN Security Council has imposed sanctions on 6 military commanders from South Sudan for perpetuating the conflict. 3 military generals, 3 rebel commanders are now subject to a global travel ban and asset freeze. 18 months of conflict have driven millions from their homes and created a humanitarian crisis. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras Wednesday said it's full steam ahead towards Sunday's referendum, where he will urge Greek voters to vote no on bailout terms demanded by European creditors. Greece is cut off from further European aid after failing Tuesday to meet a midnight deadline to repay a nearly $2 billion loan to the International Monetary Fund. IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde was asked about Mr. Tsipras' vow to resign if voters vote yes.
I certainly hope that it will protect the people of Greece, that it will have as a key objective to restore stability, to restore sustainability, to create growth, to eliminate a lot of constraints and blockages that really affect the development of the Greek economy. That's what really matters most, I think.
As a condition for new loans, lenders have insisted the government must introduce more austerity reforms. Libya's Western-backed Prime Minister Abdullah Althani said he's willing to sign a power-sharing deal with Islamists who've set up a rival government in Tripoli. UN Special Representative Bernardino Leon has been struggling for months to get both sides to agree to a unity government. The top U.S. military officer says while the U.S. is still the world's most powerful fighting force, other countries are beginning to close the gap. Announcing a 2015 national military strategy Wednesday, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, said other nations are investing heavily in their military capabilities. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.